reason that you had to care. The traffic is stuck and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. I'm Meg. I'm your host. And today, this is the time for the Santa Rosa County Update. And in the studio this morning, as we embark on this beautiful day and things start warming up, thank goodness, we have Josh Chris here. He is with Santa Rosa County and with the University of Florida. And it's the IFAS, I-F-A-S. What does that stand for?
That means Institute of Food and Agricultural Science. It's sort of the head of extension and part of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences down there at UF.
So your official title is the Residential Horticulture Agent with UF IFAS.
Yep, Residential Horticulture Agent and the Master Gardener Coordinator for the county.
Woo, that's a lot to get on a business card.
It is.
That's and I've got it in front of me, but it is a lot.
That's why it's not all on there.
That's a lot. So I'm so glad you could be here with us today. I was telling Josh we had our Mike Wiggins in yesterday. We always have our Garden Line show on Tuesdays. So the big conversation has been about the weather and dealing with your garden and your plants. Everybody's panicking. Have you got any advice? Because it looks like we're through it, right? Are we through the worst of it, you think?
Yeah, I think so. The nice thing is that it wasn't a prolonged freeze like we had a few weeks ago where it was like 2 or 3 weeks of every night having to go out and cover everything.
Right.
So as long as you kept everything covered, just keep an eye on it. It should start to recover. Sometimes things take longer to recover than you think. And so you need to leave. I know sometimes that the branches might look a little bit dead, but you need to leave them on there for longer than you might think. You might see some life in them still.
So you don't want to prune back just yet?
No, not just yet. You always want to give a long recovery period after a freeze.
Okay, that's very smart. What about watering? You were mentioning that as we were talking.
Yeah, you can go ahead and water now. So a lot of times what will happen is if you do get any kind of freezes or anything in the soil, you do want to water it because it'll thaw that out and break all that up and let the roots thrive. And you're always worried about your roots. So.
Okay. So tell us about the extension and what you do with Santa Rosa County.
Sure.
What your role is, because it's a big title. So it sounds like you're a pretty busy guy.
It is a big title, and I'm very busy. Like I was telling you, I got to run out of here and go teach fruit trees and go freeze right after this. So my job is to talk to people in the county and explain to them the scientifically research-backed methodologies for growing lawns and growing fruit trees and growing vegetable gardens and ornamental gardens. And I also run the master gardeners for the county. So I teach them. I teach them horticulture. I have about 85 of them.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. And I teach them horticulture. And then they are a resource in your community that you can reach out to because they live out all over because I'm one guy.
Right.
And there's like 208,000, I think, people in Santa Rosa County.
Wow.
And so I can't talk to all of them. I'd like to talk to all of them, but I can't talk to all of them.
Wow.
And so my master gardeners just expand my reach quite a bit.
Well, that's kind of a cool program. So how do you get to be a master gardener?
Well, ironically enough, I'm just about to start taking applications. We usually have them ready right before the Festival of Flowers because that's a big event. And so we like to have the application ready. It's about the way that I run it is we start in July. We meet about every other Friday for about 4 hours. I teach you horticulture, very in-depth horticulture. Then from that, you owe me 75 volunteer hours in that next year. And we split that out into specific things. And then in subsequent years after that, it's only 35.
Wow, that's really cool. So then they really are tasked with going out and helping out in the community.
They are.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I had one of them teach lawns yesterday.
Oh, no kidding. That's such a great give back idea.
We just said something about hummingbirds and one just zipped past the bottle brush tree right there.
Yay. I love it. I can't see it's behind me. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, we had a couple of listeners texting in this week.
Yeah, I just saw him come and hit the tree and then take off.
I love that, Josh. We're talking with Josh Chris. He's with Santa Rosa County and the UF University of Florida IFAS Extension, an expert clearly on our agriculture, horticulture, all these things. What is happening with your department and what are y'all doing? What you got coming up this spring?
Oh, boy, we got all kinds of things. So the Master Gardener class is going to come on. Applications will be out for that shortly. I'm already getting calls, people interested in that. We're going to be at the Festival of Flowers.
And tell me, when is that?
That is April 11th at the PSC campus in Milton. Milton.
Oh, how fun.
It's actually a University of Florida thing, but it's at the PSC campus. And then the week after that, my master gardeners are having their plant sale.
Oh, fun.
And that's at my office on Dogwood Drive. That starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 18th, and it sells out in a hurry. So you really need to be there. I think the year before, we sold 1,800 plants in an hour and a half.
What? So, oh, my gosh.
So be there on time.
Wow. Okay, so when is that event?
That's on April 18th at 9 o'clock
in Saturday?
The morning.
Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a Saturday. Okay. But you get there a little bit early, and our 4-H ladies are selling coffee to fundraise for their kids to go to archery tournaments and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have all kinds of information booths, and I'll have master gardeners out there talking to you, so you're not going to be bored.
It doesn't
come
sound
out a little
like
bit
it.
Early.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
come
like
out
it.
A little bit early. You won't be bored. We'll entertain you, and then as soon as we cut the ribbon and let everybody go, then it's a big rush.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. Because for me, I'm just now getting into the gardening and stuff. I consider myself to not have a green thumb, but Mike keeps telling me there's always hope.
I'm learning
a lot. But I would think that I get intimidated when I go to these big box stores and they have tons of plants. I don't know what would really work here in this area. So I'm guessing the plants that you have at that plant sale are either indigenous or they are really likely to do well in this area.
They will do really well. Matter of fact, most of them have been propagated from the yards of master gardeners. So they have the plants already growing. And so everything that we sell, we have propagated and grown and babied. We didn't buy any plants at all for it.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That's so cool.
Everything has either been from seed or from cutting or from any other propagation method that we might use.
Oh, see, I love that. Okay, give the date again in case someone's in their car and they're fumbling for their pen.
April 18th at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock. And where?
At our office on Dogwood Drive in Milton.
And how do we find that? Where's Dogwood Drive? Is it off 98 or?
No, not 98, 90.
90, I'm sorry, 90.
It's up in Milton, not down here.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant 90.
Yeah, it's one of the big main drags through Milton, so you should be able to find it.
Awesome.
And we're on Google. We're kind of behind the library offices, so we're a little bit hidden, but not too
bad. Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm going to have to come up for that. That sounds great.
And then on March 27th, I am having a next level gardening for Santa Rosa County.
Oh.
Class. That one's about 3 hours, but we're going to go in depth on soil, and we're going to talk about fertilizer, and we're going to talk about garden maintenance and things that you need to be looking for to hopefully make gardening, because this is the most this is the most challenging gardening environment that you can be in.
And, I believe that.
And some people need a little bit of help, and so I'm trying to put a class together to teach people that, you know, it's not as hard as you think.
Mm-hmm.
Sand is soil. You can still garden in it.
Mm-hmm.
Disney makes a ton of money every year with their hydroponics. It's all in sand down there in Orlando. So we can do it.
We can do it. Okay.
It's just a matter of managing it.
So March 27th, where's the location?
That's also in my office.
That's your office?
On Dogwood Drive.
Do I have to sign up in advance for that?
Nope. Just come on by.
And any fee for that or anything?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
We try to put as many things out there for as many people as we can. Just out of my head, we're a very environmentally conscious group, and so as much of the information I can get out of my head into everybody's head and get them quit watering their lawns and quit fertilizing their lawns so much, the better, in my view.
Well, we may have to talk about that when you get back. We're going to be right back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk. If you've got any questions for Josh, feel free to text them in at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back. Our expert in the house today is Josh Chris. He's with UF Florida, University of Florida. It's hard for me to say that being a Bulldog, but UFIFAS. And he is has an important role there. He's the residential horticultural agent and more. I'm just going to say and more because it's a long title. But we got a nice compliment that came in on our text line. It says, Master Gardeners and Josh are big supporters of the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs. Josh was a speaker at our February educational series event and presented a well-received program. And that's from Karen. So she says, thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Karen.
You had a good time at that one?
I did. That was a fun event. We talked about Florida-friendly landscaping, and then we touched on the whole how that interacts with your HOA, which, you know, is never a real popular topic.
Yeah,
but
right.
But it's an important one, and it's important for people to understand that there is some interaction there.
Mm-hmm. So you were just telling me about this new butterfly something?
Oh, yeah. So Butterflies in Motion is a program that was actually created by one of my master gardeners when there was sort of a dearth in pollinator education there for a while in the county.
Right.
And so she created this this mobile butterfly house.
That is the coolest thing. So describe that to me. What does that look like?
It's just
I'm all excited about this.
She's going to holler at me, but it's a trailer. With a little house built on the back of it, and we can use that as a demonstration for different pollinator gardening types. And so we put all the plants in there that you might need for a pollinator garden. And then we fill it with butterflies, and we talk about what butterflies are and what they do and all those kinds of things. And it's nice because it's on a trailer. So mm-hmm. if you have a retirement home and you want your city, you want your residents to have something, we can haul it there, and,
oh,
and they can talk to us. If you have a school and you don't want to pay for a field trip, we can haul it and park it in your parking lot and talk to your students.
Oh,
and
I
all
love
kinds
that
of things.
Idea.
And so it's a wonderful way to reach out to the community. And we're looking in the future to change it up a little bit and get kind of past the butterflies
mm-hmm.
and go talk to all the pollinators.
I love that.
And so the birds, the bees, the bats, wind, people, mosquitoes,
flies. Not so keen
flies.
On the bats. Not so keen on the bats.
Oh, almost everything's a pollinator.
I know. Well, that's great. I love that idea. So if someone did have a class, or maybe an elementary school would be a perfect pick, or mm-hmm. or a residential home or something like that.
Or anything.
How would they get in touch with you anywhere. To do that?
You can call our office at 850-623-3868. Butterflies in Motion does have its own Facebook page still. I think you can get in touch with us that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to merge them, but it turns out merging Facebook pages is harder than you think.
Of course, everything's harder than you think.
You know, they have to have the same name, and then you have to prove that you own both of them,
and it's
a whole thing.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get those merged. But they have their own contact information, but you can always call the extension office, and if you get in touch with me, or you can email me or talk to me. And we'll get it arranged. I think we're pretty full for 2026, but mm-hmm. we are open for 2027 to get.
Okay, then do it now. Get on their list
now. To get new events for that year, yeah.
Well, you were also telling me a little bit about we're kind of moving from the websites being the source to go. But you were telling me you really have good presence on Facebook with all this different
we
groups.
We do. It's our main advertising platform uh-huh. for all of our events. So anything that we're doing, like this class on the 27th. I have an event for that. For my plant sale, I have an event for that, all created through Facebook. And then I can advertise it in the different Facebook groups all mm-hmm. over the place. And then I can also go to the county's public information office, and I can use them as my advertising source, too. And so they kind of put it out in the weekly news release, and then it gets put into newspapers and on TV and things like that.
That's so cool. So I can definitely find you on Facebook. And you said, what would be the best place to start? Which page would we want to start at?
Well, you can get us through the Santa Rosa Extension page.
Okay.
But you can also get to us through UFIFAS, Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners.
Okay.
And that's the one that actually houses all of my events. I share all that onto the extension page. But
excellent.
That's the one that houses all my events.
Excellent. I love that you have all these great events coming up this spring. So spring is here. You have any advice just in general for gardeners as they're walking out their doors after this little mini freeze we just had?
Yeah, think about where the plant needs to go. So when we think about Florida-friendly landscaping, our first principle is right plant, right place.
Ah.
And so you don't want to be planting crepe myrtles in front of your front door because you're going to wind up pruning them every year. You don't want to plant them right up against your house because you're going to wind up pruning them every year, and that's mm-hmm. not real good for the tree. So just make sure that you're putting things where they go. Look at the light requirements. Look at the water requirements. Group things together
mm-hmm.
that need the same amount of water and light.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put something that wants a lot of shade with something that wants a lot of light because one of those is not going to do well.
You say that like everyone should know that, but I'm looking let me think about that for a minute.
That's why I say those kinds of things.
It's awesome, yeah, because these are the things that I guess real gardeners, people that do it all the time, know these things, these little secrets and tips. You didn't know that?
Well, everybody's a real gardener. It's just a matter of education,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I'm here.
I love it. I love it. Well, some cases are harder than others. Well, with everyone looking towards spring, and what are some things they should really be looking at this point in terms of the gardening or weeding
in
or...
In terms of gardening...
Fertilizer, well, all those things.
It kind of depends because everybody has their own goals for their own landscapes. If you're big into pollinators, this is the time of year you probably want to think about some things that provide long-term support for those pollinators, things
mm-hmm.
that are going to... not necessarily be flowering right now, but do tend to flower early in spring because early in spring they need a lot of support.
Right.
That's why we, for the last few years, we've done our No Mow March campaign where we say just let the weeds grow.
Oh.
Let the pollinators have those flowers.
You're saying No Mow March?
No Mow March was a program for all the extension agents in the panhandle.
Mow as in mowing the lawn.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Don't hold off on mowing the lawn, or at least a portion of the lawn,
mm-hmm.
and let the pollinators have some resources.
That's good.
But not everybody's into that. Not everybody, some people just want a nice lawn, and there's nothing wrong with that either. And
right.
so just a matter of getting the spring things done to get your lawn in order, get your irrigation timers correct for this time of year. Keep in mind that even in the middle of summer, you really only need to water about once, maybe twice a week.
Really?
Not every day.
Oh, interesting, because I'm thinking the hotter it gets, the more I need to water.
So the hotter it gets, yes, but it also gets very humid.
Oh.
And so water won't move through a plant in high humidity. Mm-hmm. It's just not kind of just not how the plant's set up to work.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is that water just sits on the roots and rots the roots. And then you your grass dies back, and then you start getting a bunch of weeds, and then you get into herbicides, and then you think, oh, my grass has opened up, and I need to put fertilizer on it to make it grow, and that's the second easiest way to kill it.
Oh, my gosh.
so then you're just opening up big spots in your yard, and then you're just dumping herbicide on it, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at Facebook pages that say, it's impossible to grow grass in Florida, and all you really had to do was stop watering.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's great advice.
Or cut down on watering, not necessarily stop.
We're talking with Josh Krisch. He's with UFIFAS in Santa Rosa County. We're going to come back. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We're going to come back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Josh Krisch is here with Santa Rosa County, UF Florida IFAS, telling us all about what's coming up this spring, some fun events. And this is a big fundraiser for you, the plant sale that's coming up on April 28th. Is that correct?
It is.
That's a Saturday?
April 18th.
I'm sorry, April 18th. Yes, April 18th.
April 18th at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's a big fundraiser for us, and it's you know, my master gardeners, they love plants and they love pollinators and they love growing things and they love talking to people and educating people. So it's a big event. It's a fun event. Like I said, we will have coffee and things like that. And they're going to buy any of that. You're going to be helping our 4-H kids do a bunch of things. So helping the kids out is always fun. We're going to have a wide variety of plants there.
How many did you say?
I think we have 2,500 right now.
Good grief. Okay.
I could be wrong on that number, but I think it's around
there. Can you give me a sampling of what kind of plants will be there?
Yeah. So the master gardeners are always really big on pollinators. And so there are. We talked about the fire spike, which is a shade-loving bush. It gets real tall. And it gets real tubular flowers, because the thing people don't think about with pollinators is you have to think about how the pollinator eats.
And so
if you want to attract it to your yard, you have to think about how it eats. You have to think about its mouth and how its mouth's shaped so that it can get the flowers that it wants as the nice resources. And for hummingbirds, that's always tubular flowers, which fire spike can do.
Oh, so if I plant a fire spike, I might be attracting hummingbirds.
You will. Now, they don't do very well in cold.
Okay.
And so they're going to die back in the winter, but it is what we call a Florida perennial, so it'll be back in the spring.
Awesome. I love
that. And then it'll grow, and then it produces a bunch of flowers, and it's a nice fall resource for those hummingbirds. And then what else do we have?
We were talking about you said
we have vegetables, because everybody loves to eat, so we'll have vegetables too.
Never hurts to have a tomato plant.
Have just a wide variety. I mean, we have fig trees, we have shrub ornamentals, we have annual ornamentals, we have vegetables. We just have a wide variety of plant life.
Well, what I love about it too is you said the master gardeners will be there. So if I see something I really like, they can actually give me the advice on how to take care of it, plant it, and sustain it, right?
They can. Not only that, they are the ones that grew it from whatever cutting or seedling or seed. I have a whole propagation team. They'll be on there at the office on Friday.
So, in other words, all these plants are locally grown.
Yep.
They weren't shipped in from somewhere else.
Yep.
That's so cool.
So that's why it's funny. Last year, the year before, we had somebody ask us, well, don't you have any more in the back? And we were like, well, no.
So you have 2,500. So I'm guessing you might want to get there a little bit before 9, if the door's open at 9. Okay. And where's it located again?
6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton.
Okay. So you can't miss it.
Nope.
All right. So check out the pages on Facebook. And do you have a phone number? If someone had a question, it's okay for them to give you a call?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's 850-623-3868.
Okay. This has been your Santa Rosa County Update. Josh Krisch was here with UF, University of Florida's IFAS Extension. He's the master, I guess, of everything, basically, according to his card. Residential Horticulture Agent. Thank you so much, Josh. I know you're busy for stopping with the pep talk today.
All right,
appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.